Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, June 12th. Jaguars mandatory minicamp is in the books. School is out for summer. Minicamp day three has come and gone. The Jaguars practice session is over. So we're going to have a nice long break, about 6 weeks until training camp gets kicked off. But we're going to tackle the final day of practice here, recap what we saw out there today. You heard from Doug Peterson before practice this morning. We'll also talk about what he had to say. First, if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. You can become a channel member here on YouTube. Again, could not be doing this without y'all. Thank you so much for being here. So, Jaguars mandatory minicamp day three. Doug Peterson talked about his messaging to the players after minicamp, you know, in this time period where they're off, essentially. He wants the players to get away and relax and enjoy this time, but at the same time, he wants them to continue to work out, stay in shape, run, review the information that they've been given this offseason and the playbook, obviously. He wants them to come into training camp fully ready. None of that's a big surprise, right? Doug Peterson also talked about the Hakeem Butler potential workout. Said that they are looking into him. He will not be here, during minicamp. He wasn't out there today, but a guy that maybe, you know, in a couple weeks or so, they'll be able to get a workout and see what he can do for them. He noted that they lost a couple guys at the position due to injury over the last couple weeks. When you talk about some of the undrafted free agents that have gone down with injury that are on injured reserve now. So they're looking at Hakeem Butler, who was very productive at Iowa State, 6'6", huge wide receiver, 220 plus pounds. Didn't quite make it in the league to start, but went to the UFL, and he was super productive this year, led that league in receiving, and was second in receiving touchdowns. So it'll be interesting to see if Hakeem Butler can push for getting a 90-man roster spot, and then if he does that, how it'll play out with him competing for the back of the roster. Obviously, when you're talking about back of the roster, wide receivers, special teams is a huge factor. Not sure how effective he is on special teams or not, if he's been asked to play special teams. I'm not sure, but he was on Doug Peterson's practice squad in 2020. So Doug Peterson also talked about why some of the second-year players are there when other second-year players in the past haven't been at mandatory minicamp, you know, kind of considered vets after their rookie season. Trayvon Walker and Devin Lloyd weren't there following their rookie years, right? But Brenton Strange, Tank Bigsby, Parker Washington, Antonio Johnson, all these guys, they are there. And he said he just wants them to get more practice time. Some of the guys did not play a lot. And so he wants them out there, wants them to get more practice time, wants to, have more time on task here for those second-year players. And so I have zero issue with that. Like, I think the young guys should be out there getting as much work as they can. And now after two straight days of practice indoors, moved outside for the final practice, was a little bit earlier in the morning, started at 10 o'clock versus, I think, noon. So, of course, first 2 days, I was prepared with my sunscreen, my sun shirts, all that good stuff. Today, I was like, they're not going to move us outside on the final day, are they? Well, yes, they did. Did not have my sunscreen, but it's all good. It was a little, it wasn't too hot because it was earlier in the morning and you had some shade. So not too bad, right? But it was a typical mandatory minicamp practice from what we've seen this week. You had three periods of kind of individual, and then you had two long team periods to end the practice. Again, that's how it's been all week. You had 7-on-7 in period four and then 11-on-11 in period five. So it was par for the course outside of the fact that we were on the outdoor practice fields today, which the outdoor practice fields do give a much better vantage point. You're allowed to stand on more of the field. You have two fields instead of one. So there's definitely advantages to being out there. There's more space, more viewing points. So I'm never going to complain too much about being out there unless the heat's just too much, and today it was not. So Mac Jones is the only quarterback out there at mandatory minicamp. I thought he was fairly precise today. I can echo some of the same things I've said throughout the week with him. He's giving his guys opportunities to go up and get the football, to extend over the over their head for the football, to come down in some contested situations. And you like to see that for a backup quarterback, you know, taking some chances, using your natural ability to give the team, to give the receivers you're throwing the football to, opportunities to make plays. Brian Thomas Jr., obviously the biggest star out there this week, the guy that has the most attention on him, I should say. He's been really smooth. I don't think he's dropped anything all week. He had a touchdown in 7-on-7 in the red zone today. He looks like he is.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really starting to gear up. I think that you saw some big moments throughout the early practices this offseason when he was there, you know, just, you know, fresh off the draft. But it seems like every day this week got a little bit more and more comfortable, was playing faster, was playing more precise. And I think it was a really good week for Brian Thomas Jr., who, again, I don't think dropped anything, looking really smooth as a route runner. We know the athletic ability that he brings to the field. So good to see from Brian Thomas Jr. And Parker Washington, again, it's hard not to talk about him this week. He's been so impressive. Today was nothing different. A lot of impressive catches in individual. He did get a couple catches as well during the team portion of practice. His only real missed opportunity was back of the end zone. Mac Jones put it up for him. Almost came down with it one-handed, but Jarian Jones was able to break it up. That would have been a really difficult catch. And if it was released by Mac Jones just a tad earlier, maybe Parker Washington could have come down with it, but I thought it was good execution by Parker, a little bit better execution by Jarian Jones, who has been very good as well. Saw Tank Bigsby put on a nasty move on Yasir Abdullah coming out of the backfield. He looked good. He caught everything thrown his way today. Keelan Robinson continues to get work as a receiver. Sometimes lined up as a receiver, which I'm probably not supposed to say, but you know, he's getting thrown the football. He had a touchdown in 11-on-11. Mac Jones was consistently looking his way as a receiver. Gregory Jr., he had a nice pass defense on Elijah Cooks in the end zone. I don't think he got his hands on the football, but he made it to where it was just an impossible angle and window for Cooks to come down with the football corner of the end zone there. Very good play from Gregory Jr. Joshua Cephas continues to impress. He got open for a score in 7-on-7, then scored again in 11-on-11. So a guy that continues to flash. I'm having a hard time seeing him not make the roster at this point, the way he's playing. Obviously got a long way to go. Training camp will answer a lot of these questions at the back end of wide receiver, but again, special teams is going to be the ultimate kicker for probably the final wide receiver spot. The Aussie, Murtaugh, he was able to get himself a touchdown in the red zone today. Josiah DeGuara also got a touchdown in 7-on-7. And then when you talk about more 11-on-11 stuff that we saw, Jordan Jefferson had a would-be run stuff in 11-on-11. No contact, so he wasn't able to hit the running back, but he got into the backfield really quickly. It was impressive to see that from him. Josh Peterson had a wild day. First target in 11-on-11 was a drop, and then he went on to catch a touchdown pass and another touchdown pass. And another touchdown pass. He had 3 touchdowns in red zone work in 11-on-11, did Josh Peterson, Doug Peterson's son. So it was fun to see him out there kind of balling out after, you know, starting off 11-on-11 a little slow with the drop. 3 touchdown passes, or catches, I should say. Seth Williams caught a touchdown in 11-on-11 as well. He's going to be competing for a wide receiver spot. Final play of the practice and final play of mandatory minicamp, Britton Strange kind of skied up there for a pass, but Trey Flowers was able to break it up on the way down. Trey Flowers has incredible length, very tall guy. And again, that's just another example of Mac Jones putting the football up there, giving his guys opportunities to come down with it. They need to come down with it. And maybe you're talking about guys like Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas Jr., Christian Kirk being able to do that at a little higher clip than some of the guys he's throwing to this week will certainly be interesting. Hopefully you're not going to see any of Mac Jones throwing to those guys in the regular season. Obviously that would mean things went very wrong at the quarterback position, probably a injury, but we don't want to put that out there into the world. Minicamp is a wrap. School's out for summer, right? You've got 6 weeks until training camp just about. And we're going to do our best to provide as much content here as possible, keep you all engaged, get you through this dead period, which is exactly what it's going to be. It's not a lot going on with the Jaguars, but I will say we probably do, it seems like, potentially have that Trevor Lawrence deal coming down the pike. Maybe a Tyson Campbell deal has been rumored as well. So we'll see how it goes down with some of those contracts, potential new contracts. Other than that, not going to be a whole lot going on, but we will keep you entertained here, keep you updated. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. You can become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.